welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we have a great show for you today. It's almost sunny out in Atlanta, so we're hoping it'll stay that way. Later on in the show, we'll be talking with Madeline L. Remy, the Executive Director of Earthshare of Georgia, and Dave Basrab, founder of Mobile Business Academy. But first up on High Velocity Radio, we have Sharon Goldmacher. Did I get that right?
Yes, Goldmacher.
Okay. I always butcher people's names. I probably butchered someone earlier. But she's the president and CEO of Communications 21. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
We are very happy to have you on. But tell me a little bit about what you guys do over there at Communications 21.
We are a marketing, public relations, and interactive agency. We've been in Atlanta for, this is actually our 22nd year. We don't really specialize in a particular industry. We work with technology, food and beverage, retail, real estate, and we do sports marketing. And our biggest claim to fame most recently was we plan and executed and marketed the 2013 NCAA Final Four.
That's huge right there.
That was kept us busy, yes.
I can imagine. Well, we'll go into that later, but how did you get started with this? Why did you decide to found this company and sort of go out on your own, or what's your backstory?
It's not very exciting. I worked for two other public relations agencies prior to starting mine, and what I found out is I love marketing and PR, but I'm not very good with authority. So
you're like, I can do this better, and I don't need you guys.
So now, actually, I have 30 bosses that are clients, but it's different.
It definitely is a different relationship.
Different perspective, but it's been a great ride, and I didn't really have a grand vision. I'm not one of those, unfortunately, great people who can look 5, 10, 15 years out.
But you just knew you could start this, you could do it, and it would be easier than have to report to anybody.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So how long has this company been around now?
We started in 1992, and 21, we had our 21st. We didn't celebrate our 20th, obviously, because we go by C21.
Now you're legal drinking age.
Exactly. So. And we had a great party in June of last year to celebrate our 21st. And oddly enough, the 21st Amendment was the amendment that ended Prohibition. So we actually did a kind of speakeasy.
Did you have like a telephone booth that people had to go like do a secret knock or
pretty
anything?
Close. Really? Pretty close, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I want to know, how was it sort of growing a company? How many employees do you have now that work under you? And I mean, you said you're managing a bunch of different accounts, so that's crazy.
Every day, I call Communications 21 the snowflake company because no 2 days are the same. like snowflakes, no 2 snowflakes are the same. You know, we're a relatively small agency considered a boutique here in Atlanta. We've got about 10 people. We actually are all women, which is awesome.
Better.
Yes. Women are very good multitaskers. No offense to any men in the room.
No, I would agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's grown over time. For Final Four, actually, we were around 15. We needed some additional help.
Yeah.
So we're very flexible and nimble because we're small. We're very high touch with our clients. So I think they get world-class, kind of very results-focused service, but in a small environment, so they're not paying big dollars either.
Well, I can imagine, too, because the Final Four is a absolutely huge event, and to trust anyone to do that, they have to have full faith that you guys are going to do it perfectly, and that's sort of off their plate, so they don't have to worry about it.
Well, it's an interesting, it's kind of an interesting strategy, what the NCAA does, because it's really about 90% volunteer run.
Really?
And most people don't know that. So they usually hire an executive director, an operations person, and a support person.
Okay.
With us, they had about 10 people versus 3 people, and we were on the local organizing committee doing different functions such as grassroots marketing, PR, et cetera, but also operations and logistics. So it's an 18-month undertaking, and Dallas is, you know, the city that's hosting this year, and we've had lots of talks, how did you do this? And so there's lots of information sharing, which is great. But the NCAA does like proven entities. So I actually volunteered in 2007 heading up the marketing and PR effort as a volunteer.
Okay.
And that hopefully set the course for them to say, I think she can handle it.
Well, that proves anything. And we all know that the basic part of business is relationships and building those relationships, and that leads to more business. And I'm sure you've gotten a lot just word of mouth through your relationships.
Yes, and networking obviously is also important. So I'm involved with the American Marketing Association. I actually was president in 2006. And so through all kinds of networking and community efforts, my whole team, we really encourage people to get involved, not just going to lunches, but getting involved at the membership level, running organizations. And so that really does help kind of build those relationships, as you said.
Definitely. What other ways are you guys getting in front of people and sort of having those conversations that are leading to business?
Well, you know, it's the cobbler's kids have no shoes, as I'm sure you've heard. So when you're a marketing organization, sometimes it is tough to carve out that time to market yourself. Mm-hmm. But we are actually, I'm hoping, about 3 to 4 weeks away from launching a revised website. We do email marketing for our clients. We also do it for ourselves, and social media management. So we have Facebook and Twitter. We're going to be launching Instagram. So it's important to consider yourself a client. Mm-hmm. And I would tell that to any small business, that either get help and hire a company that might be able to help get the word out, or at least pay attention to it yourself as much as you can.
All right. Well, why don't you walk me and our listeners through sort of the engagement you have with your clients? And you guys are definitely full service. You do it all, I can tell. But just walk them through all the different services you do and what you provide for your clients.
Sure. Under the marketing category, we do everything from marketing plans. Now, I will say we have a product called the single page plan.
Okay.
So we don't do the 40-page plans that you look at 6 months later and dust off.
Or you don't actually read through all of them. You just sort of flip and trust you.
Well, nobody reads anymore, and that's
that's important
to understand. 140 characters is about the maximum people can take in now. But we do a single-page plan, so it's just one page. It's great for CEOs, CMOs. They love it. They can tack it up and see where we are at any one point. We do email marketing, direct marketing, trade show marketing, any kind of traditional marketing we can do, as well as online marketing. So online ads, pay-per-click, SEO, all that. Under PR, all the media relations, we media train executives so that they can do interviews like this.
Okay.
Not step on the interview, hopefully. Let them ask the question. Community relations, working with nonprofits, making sure that the company is getting good visibility, but that the nonprofit's also benefiting from the relationship. And then really anything interactive, websites, social media management, you name it. Anything online that's measurable, that's really where we focus.
So do you help them just with the strategy to build the website, or do you guys actually have developers that you partner with to do it?
We can do it seamlessly for a client. We know enough code to be dangerous within the walls of C21. But we partner and have very proven vendors that we work with that can write the code, get it live.
Well, you mentioned sort of the social media animal earlier, and I know Twitter's one of the biggest ones. How are you guys really engaging and using that platform just to lift up companies and get their strategies across and their messages?
It depends on the company, but it really is about engagement. And I think what happens for many companies is they have the 25-year-old college graduate who gets social media.
I love it. You didn't see the air quotes there. But
the air quotes of get social media. And they do.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. What they tend to lack is the strategic viewpoint. Mm-hmm. So understanding, should they even be on Facebook? And we have business-to-business clients who we don't really recommend that they have a presence on Facebook because their clients aren't there.
Yeah.
But we really do work on LinkedIn for them, and mm-hmm. that's a huge lift. So just paying attention to it, posting. Typically our process is we develop 2 to 3 weeks worth of posts.
Okay.
But so it leaves enough room for breaking news if something were to happen.
So you develop the content, you sort of get it in the reel, and it can be pushed out over time as you guys deem fit, and then you can slip any kind of urgent breaking news in there as it comes.
And we monitor. So if people are asking questions, oftentimes a company doesn't have time to mm-hmm. immediately respond.
Definitely.
So we actually work with the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. They're a Division II conference based in Virginia, primarily 12 member institutions up and down the East Coast. And we get questions, 10 questions a day. They don't have someone on staff that can answer those. So that's where we come in. And hopefully we answer and then build that engagement. We've taken their Facebook page from about 58,000 to over 71,000 in about six months.
That is really
huge.
So it's
a lot of growth. They have a lot of interest. They just weren't really talking to people, and that's important with social media.
Well, you bring up a really good point. You guys are that in between, and you guys collect all those data points, and not only are you answering these questions, you're helping these companies grow too, because if people are having one question over and over again, they're having a problem, you're like, hey, you might want to fix this, or you might want to pivot the way you guys are doing this, and it's going to help them, and it's going to get them more business.
It's exactly true. And are you looking for a job? One of the, I think, differentiating factors for C21 is we are creative, but I'm a very process-oriented person. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the month, we pull analytics reports for everything for our clients. So we try and measure their website analytics as well as their social media insights, sentiment. You know, yes, you had 3,500 comments, but 90% of them were negative. So mm-hmm. we need to change that. And most clients really don't have the time to look at that kind of data.
Yeah.
And so it's important that we have boiled it down to a 1 to 2 page dashboard that they can just quickly look positive, negative, up, down. And from there, we can develop, as you said, recommendations on how they can continue to improve.
Well, and that's really huge. And I'm sure a big part of your job is just educating them on these analytics or showing them, like, well, we have 35,000 people go to our website today, and you're like, yeah, but they didn't make it past page one and they didn't click on anything, so there might be a problem there. And that's just an education process for these companies.
Yes, and we're still talking to companies that don't necessarily see the value in social media.
Well, it's really difficult. Or they're the people that are saying, well, I have a social media account with everything. My brother's cousin's daughter,
right,
she set them all up for us, and we're good. We're there. We have that presence. And it's like, well, not really.
It's true. And actually, we worked with a nonprofit who someone had set up their Twitter account but never shared the password, the administrative information, so they couldn't get to it. And so we actually ended up having to create another and then take the old one down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important if your brother's cousin is setting stuff up that they're sharing that information with you so that you have a central location of all of your information.
Definitely. What advice would you have for someone that wants to be you and start their own company?
Don't do it.
We hear that all the time. But if they want to get into public relations, what would be the best thing? It would probably be to intern or maybe come talk to you guys and say, hey, let me see if I actually enjoy doing this kind of stuff. Because it sounds great on paper and it sounds glamorous, but I mean, there's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of studying of data points and analytics that people don't realize.
So. It's true. Whether you're looking for a job in a corporation or an agency, interning is absolutely the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
We have had interns who they've had 3 internships before they are getting a job. I'm sure their parents are like, can you get a job already? But it does. Every experience is different. At C21, we really empower our interns to do as much as they possibly can take on.
And that's so huge, too.
They get a lot of experience, and I'd say 95% of our interns get hired.
Well, it's probably because you guys throw them in the deep end. You're not making them run and get coffee and everything. You're like, well, here's a real project. It has real impact, and let's see if you can handle this, and if you can do this, I can give you more and more and more.
And in fact, we hired one of our interns following Final Four because she was that much of a rock star, so we hired her. So in those opportunities where we can train somebody and then bring them on board, we do that as much as we possibly can. But we've got a good balance of senior leadership as well, because it's hard when you have all kind of young people starting out. So it's good to have that balance.
Definitely. Well, what's next for you guys? Where are you guys heading for 2014? What's the plan?
I told you I don't have long-term vision.
I know.
I do year-long chunks.
Mm-hmm.
So really, our goal is to... Final Four was a phenomenal project, but it did take our eye off the ball in terms of marketing ourselves. So we're really back focused on how we can market ourselves.
And rebranding a little bit?
Yeah, kind of coming of age, I guess, in our 22nd year.
Love that.
And we've brought on a bunch of new clients, which is always exciting. And I know we're going to hear from new businesses starting up. And, I think that is just what we continue to do is market ourselves and help our clients ultimately measure what they're doing and move them in a positive direction.
Well, I love that. How can our listeners reach out, contact you, and hire your services?
Well, they can go to our website, which, again, will be revised shortly, but our website address is c21pr.com. They can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, and they can call 404-814-1330.
And you're not just doing business locally. You do it all over the United States, correct?
We have clients everywhere.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
All right. Well, next up on High Velocity Radio, we have Madeline Louise Remy with Earthshare of Georgia. And I didn't butcher your name, did I?
A little bit.
A little bit. I always do one every
okay.
show. So
everyone says Remy. It's actually Ramey.
Ramey. All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Earthshare. It sounds like a cool little program.
Yeah, it's not so little, though.
excuse me.
Earthshare of Georgia is a nonprofit organization actually founded in the same year, 1992, as the Environmental Fund for Georgia. We're an independent 501c3, but we're part of a nationwide network of EarthShare affiliates.
Okay, so they have EarthShare like South Carolina.
But EarthShare was actually founded before we were. And there was a movement going on at the same time for these environmental fund for various states. And in, I guess, around 2000, EarthShare National decided to start an affiliate program. And so what they did was establish a way for organizations to support a network of leading environmental groups through employee giving campaigns.
Okay.
So this is a way that individuals can donate through their paycheck. They can donate as little as $5 per paycheck and make a big difference at the end of the year. And the reason that EarthShare was founded, both nationally and I'll just say locally for Georgia, was that individual nonprofits were wanting to be represented in the workplace.
Okay.
At that time, you know, everybody knows about United Way. It's a fabulous organization, and they support great social causes. But there really wasn't expanded choice in giving. So the environmental funds and then later the EarthShare Network provided that opportunity for donors so that they could give in the workplace to causes they believe in that have to do with our air, land, and water.
Definitely.
So today, EarthShare of Georgia helps support 70 leading environmental organizations. We have 30 in Georgia and 40 nationwide. We're all about donor choice, so you can give to Trees Atlanta, and then you can also give to the Nature Conservancy, World Wildlife Fund, some of the national groups. You can also make an undesignated contribution just to EarthShare of Georgia, and it goes to all 70 groups.
Okay.
The other side of our network is that we are supported by, through workplace giving campaigns, about 70 employers.
Wow.
And those include companies like Kaiser Permanente, Cox Enterprises, Accenture, Acuity Brands. We have a campaign kickoff today in Midtown with Burr Foreman, a law firm.
Okay. Yeah, we used to have them as a client. So
did you really? Yeah, great firm. So, and actually we're working on some other partnerships with Mohawk and Interface.
Mm-hmm.
So we really are kind of in the middle. If you can picture us kind of, I like to envision an hourglass, and you picture us right in the middle, and you have, you know, all these great employers and all these campaign partners using EarthShare as a way to help support all these environmental groups.
Definitely.
And the piece that's very important to remember is we are not in competition with our groups. We certainly would encourage anyone to donate to them directly, but this is a way that people can give easily through their paychecks at work. And we also take the guesswork out of giving because we've already vetted these groups. And as one of our member groups said, we're kind of the environmental stamp of approval. You know, you're an EarthShare of Georgia member group.
Yeah.
You know, that means you're great.
Definitely.
So, and then our... You know, that's our basic mission. That's why we were founded. Staff-wise, we are fairly small.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the executive director. I have two staff and interns and volunteers.
And you're handling a huge amount of...
But we have a huge network. And so people sometimes have the illusion we have a much bigger staff because of all the people that are involved with our organization. And our mission, although it's basically stayed the same, you know, we help connect people to the environment and to the groups that are working to conserve our air, land, and water. Our work has grown to include just connecting people to the environment in general, you know, trying to find volunteer opportunities for them, trying to direct them if they have environmental questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a call one day from someone who wanted to know what to do about pollution in their stream, you know, so I could direct them to the person to talk to. You know, it happened to be one in Chattahoochee Riverkeeper, one of the groups we help support. And more we're finding that we have a great niche in meeting corporate social responsibility goals of companies and tying into their environmental sustainability platforms as well, so that companies often look to us to provide that piece for their employees. So, you know, they may have started a recycling program or reduced their water or, you know, done some other things to help be more energy efficient, but maybe they haven't engaged their employees. So this is a key way to get employees learning more about the environment and just wanting to find out more.
Well, definitely. And we brought it up earlier that nowadays people have a really short attention span.
Exactly.
And I don't think everyone, when you say, hey, you want to better the environment, they're like, yeah, I would love to better the environment. And they're on to the next thing. But this makes it sort of a no-brainer. If your company is like, hey, you want to help the environment out? Here's $5 out of your paycheck a month. You don't have to think about it. And you can just be doing good without having to expend that kind of energy.
Exactly. Although I think more and more individuals want to do more than just give. So frequently we're finding, particularly with new campaigns, we partner the giving part with a volunteer opportunity or a learning opportunity.
So does anyone ever find it hard with all those different options with 70 different programs, or do they just really focus in on one that they really like Chattahoochee? Or,
well, there's no limit. I mean, you can choose however many you want to give to. So, you know, I don't think that's really ever an issue because they're leading groups. I mean, and if you can't decide, you just give to all of us, all of them. You know, just give to Earthshare of Georgia and it'll be distributed to all of them.
I love that.
Yeah. So, and I did just want to mention that I think one of the reasons I was asked to come here was our Earth Day events, which Earthshare of Georgia organizes. So, I'd love to have an opportunity
Let's talk about those.
We're the only affiliate that organizes major corporate Earth Day events. They're not, you know, the Earth Day Festival kind of thing that some of our member groups might do. But they're, we have a leadership breakfast at the Georgia Aquarium coming up on April 16th. And our keynote speaker is Dr. Marshall Shepard, who is the 2013 president of the American Meteorological Society. And he's going to be speaking on climate change and water. And that'll be at the Georgia Aquarium. And we also have an awards program, environmental updates by several key leaders with environmental groups, and great networking and food. And then we have a party on April 24th, which this year will be at the Historic DeForest Center.
Okay. Well, that's huge. I want to talk about, and I'm sure you guys have a huge education department to educate people about. You guys don't?
No. That's where people get confused. Again, it's three of us. It's myself and two staff. So our job is to help connect people to the work of our member groups that are actually out there in the field doing those things.
So
we don't actually do programs. We help connect people to those things. Well, so, again, we're reaching people that are not typically involved.
Okay. But you're still helping get the word out about the different things that are going on in the
Absolutely. Right.
So what's next for you guys? Other than these events, what's going on in the next couple years for you guys? Do you guys expect to grow? Do you want interns? What do you guys want?
Well, I think most importantly, we're looking for new employers to start workplace giving campaigns. That's always, you know, our major work. And so, again, this is an opportunity for employers to find great ways for their employees to connect to the environment. So,
you guys are just looking for more companies just to...
Yes, because we're a nonprofit, and our role is to help support our member groups. We've raised more than $5 million for our member groups, and we typically each year raise about $400,000. So,
that's huge.
You know, we distribute about $100,000 per allocation, quarterly allocation. So with the economy, certainly we saw a dip. Fortunately, we've grown in other ways, so... with marketing efforts and our Earth Day events, but we definitely want companies to start employee giving campaigns or workplace campaigns.
Definitely. Well, can you tell those events one more time for our listeners?
Absolutely. Okay. On Wednesday, April 16th, we have the Earth Day Leadership Breakfast at the Georgia Aquarium, 8 to 10 a.m. Keynote speaker is Dr. Marshall Shepard. And then Thursday, April 24th, from 7 to 10 p.m., we have the Earth Day Party, and that is at the Historic DeForest Center. And you can go to earthshareGA.org or call 404-873-3173 for more information.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming
on
and telling us about this. Well, last up, but definitely not least, we have Dave Basarab. He's the founder of the Mobile Business Academy. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. So tell me a little bit about the Mobile Business Academy.
Yeah, well, you've been 21 years, over 22 years, decades over here. We launch in May.
Okay, so.
So we are like minus 6 weeks old here. Mobile Business Academy is a concept that I've been doing in corporate training for maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. There's a marketplace out there in the consumer market. So our market is the globe. And our mission is to change people's lives by giving them relevant, high-class, world-class training and education that is fun to take and entertainment in tiny little bursts of learning,
wow,
which we call learning bursts. So the Mobile Business Academy is a virtual academy of top thought leaders in their field, people who have incredibly IP, have extraordinary on-the-air talent, and are recognized as the best in the world. And my job is I get them all together, and we purposely design focused little course of learning bursts. And the learning burst concept, we can talk about it
definitely
in depth if you want, is an audio format and a PDF. And to think about it this way, our members, who when they join us, they're going to get access to the thoughts, experiences, and really salient pragmatic learning that they could never have gotten before, because you simply either can't afford it or you can't take the time away to go consume it. So we think we've solved that issue by making it easy to take with top flight talent in a very inexpensive mode.
Wow. How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, so I'll go back. A few years back, I've been in corporate training and development for 41 years. I started when I was 9, by the way. I was head of learning here in Atlanta for Pitney Bowes, and I had a business issue. I had 2,000 salespeople in their car driving out trying to sell mail machines. They couldn't afford to come back to the training center for a week. Okay. Just couldn't bring them out there. So what we came up with these things called learning bursts, in which we were going, we targeted that it was no more than 20 minutes to consume at a time, and half of it was an audio radio show format, just like this, you and me interviewing each other, in which we talked about and we taught you one topic, one skill, one piece of knowledge. Then we found that we needed to support it with written document. So we have a 3-to-5-page PDF. And when we did that, we sent that out, and that exploded across the workforce, and we found that people love to take it. So when I left corporate America a few years ago, I actually created some learning bursts and sold them into big firms like IBM, ADP, mm-hmm, Booz & Company. We've had about 10,000 people take our programs, and we found that they like it. They enjoy it. They learned, and their skills went up. Their retention went up. So I decided, I think there's an opportunity to bring this to the masses, not just sell one client at a time.
Yeah.
So I reached out to my network, and I'm starting off with 5 superior talent, 5 programs, and we're going to add 5 to 10 more every year. And we're going to the consumer market saying, we can help you be a better professional, a better leader. And or just if you want to go into business, we're going to help you. So it came out of a need for necessity, and now I believe that there's a market for this in the world.
Well, I think so too. I mean, everyone saying they're in their career and they're in their field, and they're like, well, I want to learn more and I want to get better. But then they get boggled down. They're like, well, I have the busy work. They keep doing their jobs. But everyone likes to feel accomplished. When you learn something and you actually feel like you understand it, you feel really accomplished. And this makes it into a bite-sized kind of thing where I can learn one thing. Like if I was learning SEO, I learned for pay-per-click a little bit in one day. That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way. When the issue has become when the economy dropped and we got into some depression, recession times there, companies shed themselves of their lowest level talent, their less performing talent. That means that the workforce was leaner, but in reality, the work didn't go away.
Yeah.
Well, what has happened is that those people need to be trained, but they can't afford to go away from the job. Okay, and so we decided that And I go up to like a Sharon or Madeline. I said, I know you're busy, but could you find 20 minutes a day, just like a vitamin? Could you take one little learning pill a day? And then, well, sure, okay. So what we did was we start to market that. And here's where the consumer is going of all the people that have taken it. I've got people taking it on the treadmill while they're riding in the car. They're listening on the plane. I had one lady talk to a senior VP of sales. She said, Dave, I would listen to your learning burst every night while I was washing the dishes. Okay. Then when I put the kids to bed afterwards, I'd sit with a glass of wine in front of the fireplace. I'd read the three-page workbook. Between the two of those commentary, you get the learning. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, we're coming out with five top-flight programs, if I could.
Yeah, definitely.
First one, Shift Brilliance by Simon T. Bailey. This is about how to unlock your personal brilliance, how to be the CEO of you, how to do what you do best and succeed in companies. A guy named Dr. Noel Capon out of Columbia University has put together a program on marketing mastery, how to market. The guy is the quintessential expert in marketing in corporate America. A woman by the name of Pat Harmon, Dr. Pat Harmon, great program. Business innovation, the art of creative thinking. She teaches you how to be creative and innovate using biomimicry and the wow. outside. Her stuff is phenomenal. A local Atlanta person, Jennifer Conweiler, has a best-selling book and a great speaker on something called The Introverted Leader, Unlocking Your Quiet Strength. So all these – I'm not an introvert, of course. All these introverts in the world, how to go out and succeed. And our final program is by Stuart Levine out of San Francisco, The Art of Collaboration, How to Avoid Conflict. So, you know, my job is to find these folks, bring them to the masses. I'm a platform guy. Yeah. I'm going to bring subject matter experts like the two ladies here and put it into a learning format that we know works. Okay, that format is called the learning burst.
Definitely. Well, I know you've seen it, and I know training and development and learning, it's really pivoting from the old thing because people aren't going to college anymore. A lot of people are stopping. They're saying, well, I don't want to make that huge financial investment. But there's a lot of different free, open form places where they can go get the same information. But do you see sort of this going towards a certified, like certification that these guys will have? Or if someone at a McDonald's has a McDonald's job, has a GED, but he wants to be a marketing person, he could go through this sort of program and learn this stuff and then be able to move up in the working world.
I am the vision guy. Okay,
I'm thinking future.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we're talking about is how can we give credit, okay, in continuing education units as we move forward, okay? And that will be important. But the thing that we like about this is that the learner is in total control. Corporate training or colleges and universities, you got to go when they want you to go, when the class is ready, and you got to sit in for 3 hours to get to the 30 minutes that's important to you. Well, what you do is kind of like the iTunes model. If you go to our store, you can go up and you can pick two from Shift to Brilliance. Then I want to do a couple on business management, and I can complete my purchase by picking three or four from professional development. I like those, okay? So I kind of pick and choose the ones I want that are important for me so that I can begin to integrate them in my work and in my personal life. And if that helps you get the career, a lot of our corporate clients will say, everybody who joins the firm must take this learning burst program, okay, in the first year, and then they test them on it. All right, that happens at Booz & Company. They put all of their new consultants through, continue to do today. So the idea is that when you take these learning bursts, you listen in a story format. So it's kind of like.
It's very listenable.
It is. Well, but it's just because I go back, people tell me, why don't you do video and interactive? Well, first of all, it's expensive. Yep. This is totally portable. Put it on your phone, put it on your iPad, put it on your computer, put it in your car. But it's a story format. It's two people. Like, say I'm looking over here at Sharon, and she's my subject matter expert. I tell her, tell me what you do. This one topic, and we talk about it. I play the dumb student or the brilliant student, okay? And I call it voyeuristic learning. Mm-hmm. Where the learner is sitting over my shoulder and they're listening her teach me, right? That's half the population. The other half, then we come with a workbook of supporting materials, how you could use it, further information, charts and graph, and they're designed 20 minutes or less. Okay. The other thing is nice about it, you can take it in as often as you want. I can take it again. I can take it just before I have to go to a client meeting. So the idea is to put top flight talent. I mean, world class folks. I got a lot of people who want to come play in this new venture.
Of course, everyone wants to be the subject matter expert.
And I say no, because you have to be dynamic. You have to have great intellectual property. You have to be a thought leader in your space. You have to have years of experience in this space for us to join and partner together. And so this is a new venture. I've got a feeling it's going to take off. I do set goals. Okay, so I'm hoping, you know, at the end of this year we have 15,000 Academy members when we launch, growing up into hundreds of thousands, because you know, our oyster is the world here.
Definitely. Right?
And everybody needs to learn something. Why can't we be the person that changes people's lives and give them something really cool?
Well, I think the key thing you said there is that you're vetting the content that's actually going to be on your network. So you're only going to let the cream of the crop on there, and that's the people want to hear from, the successful people.
Absolutely. Yeah, think about it. My competition is free. I mean, there's a gazillion YouTubes on marketing. Okay? There's a gazillion this. There's a gazillion of that. And let's be honest, some of it is really good. Some of it, yeah, you're not too sure. You're getting from us, you're getting a proven entity, but you're also getting not just someone talking, but we purposely put, because I'm an instructional designer, we put very serious instructional design because we know that this recipe works. So we follow a very good recipe in order to provide you with something. And our promise is you're going to get something that you never have gotten before, and you're going to be able to use it right away.
That's huge. So you guys are launching again, what, May 5th, you said?
May 10th.
May 10th,
we go live, okay. And to talk about, I'd love to hear Sharon talk, because I've had this idea for like years, okay. But last June, I was in a workshop, and I realized that, how do I launch this thing? How do I get this thing out to the world? So we're all virtual launch. There's no brick and mortar. It's all virtual, and we're doing it all by social media. So I've hired someone like Sharon out of Austin, Texas, Sheldon Interactive, whose job it is to take us. And so we've got a landing page up. The website is being coded now. The store is being created. We have Twitter account, Facebook, LinkedIn. Plus, just like you, we have a complete social media strategy that's about ready to be executed. And fortunately, I found a bunch of people that are as intelligent as my partner over here is, and it's interesting because they're learning as we go, because no one has ever done anything in this space before. So, you want to come play with me? Come on, play. Let's go. I was telling people, this is going to be brilliant, successful, or an epic fail, but we're going to give it
a try.
You're
going to learn something from it, definitely, though.
<so. laughs> No, world class, good time stuff. So, I'm hoping we, this is the first public announcement of this, because it's part of the strategy. So we'll chop this up, we'll use it, and everybody listening, we have a landing page up. We don't know, we're not live yet. The landing page is mobilebizacademy.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and on LinkedIn. YouTube channels are going to go up. It's an exciting, scary time, it's unbelievable. One of the things you talk about, social media expansion, every one of these faculty, these experts we have, all have huge social media followings. So when we all go out, it's not just going to be Dave or the mobile business. It's going to be the world going out. And then we want our consumers, we care about our clients, to tell everybody else, go here. It's worth the investment.
Well, definitely. And it's going to be fun waking up in the morning knowing that you're helping people and you're educating and sort of furthering, just watching your baby grow. We love to hear, and we hear it all the time, that people actually have ideas, because everyone has great ideas. I mean, you can ask anyone, everyone has that great idea. They're like, well, that would be really successful. And then they sit on it, and then someone else does, and they're like, well, that was my idea. But we love to see people that take their ideas and just act upon it, which is huge, what you're doing here. So.
Thank you. And we offer two things. We offer this learning burst method, which nobody has ever done before, so that's my baby. And then this idea of, let's do it in an academy format where you can have access to people. What I do when I go out and I find, talent, and that's what I call them, I look at these people in the eyes, like look at Mary Madeline, and say, I'm looking for my next Mariah Carey, my next Michael Jackson. I'm the radio, I'm the record producer. I know that the talent is everything. We could have this cool website, we could have all this wonderful Twitter accounts, but if people don't find this valuable, they don't think it's going to help them the moment they finish the 20 minutes, then I failed. Mm-hmm. Right? And my job is to make sure that we never fail, because I think it's one learning bit, one learning burst at a time at 20 minutes a take.
Wow, that's powerful. Well, can you give our listeners again the website? And May 10th, it's going to be
May 10th, we go live, heck or high water. Okay, that's mobilebizacademy.com.
Well, I think it'd be really cool, Dave, in about 1 year from May 10th. So May 10th of next year, we have you back on. We see how you've grown, how things have changed, and pivoted, and see how things are going. We'd love to do that.
I would love to be, and I'll tell you what, we'll also bring in some of the faculty. We'll let them teach.
A great show.
It would be a great show.
Well, thanks to all our guests today for coming on. It's been a great show. I've learned a lot. I know our listeners have too. Well, this is Kevin Finn for all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.